This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock.
I'm talking about the game. The mental game, you know, la cabeza, you don't got it.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
On lumber, I own two lumber yards.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. Beautiful day. I'm Isaac. And that is Sook.
I'm busy reading about the Boy Scout sex settlement, the sex abuse settlement.
Oh, they settled?
Well, no, it's like an ongoing thing. And
how many Boy Scouts?
Over 84,000 claims.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just kind of reading through and they say that there was a lady that was in charge of sorting through all the red tape, and she said she looked at the cases and she goes, I've seen this before, because she was one of the ones that had to dig through the Catholic Church. And she said it's a very similar.
Do you think it's better or worse? More prevalent or less prevalent?
Boy Scouts
versus church.
I mean, 84,000, and this goes back decades. I don't know. I just know that's a lot, and that's 84,000 are the only ones that are documented. Can you imagine what that number is of the people that didn't come forward?
And like I said, what about the little Girl Scouts?
Jeez.
You know? I mean, it's just...
Well, and there's the, like... So in bankruptcy court, I was reading through here that there was a committee that represented all the abuse victims. And they're putting the valuation at $103 billion.
Yeah.
And they're saying that that is conservative. Now, the Boy Scouts countered... with about 200 million, about
what?
Yeah, and so this is
what are they doing?
They're
lowballing themselves. This is like the concussion lawsuit.
Yeah, this is so. This is it. Sounds like this isn't anywhere close to being finished. So that they're going to slug this out, and that there's insurers for the Boy Scouts are going to be on the hook for well over $1 billion themselves. And they're saying that some sponsoring organizations like the Mormon Church sponsored the Boy Scouts. And some people are saying that, the Mormon Church has very deep pockets. Could people be looking into trying to siphon off some of that and say, you're responsible? This is going to be ugly by the time it's
the
all
Mormons
said and
do
done.
Have a quite a tie to Boy Scouts, right?
Yes.
Like a voice.
So there are two separate organizations, but the Mormon Church actively sponsored Boy Scouts. So,
I was a Boy Scout. Were you a Boy Scout?
For about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I believe I was a Bobcat with one of the silver arrows.
Nice.
Yeah. But
congratulations.
I never made it to the bear or the wolf or anything like that. And
I think I was a wolf.
Were you a wolf?
I feel like I was
a wolf.
I think
you went Bobcat, wolf, bear.
I don't know.
I think that's the way it
works. I think
it
was a star.
You were a star?
I might have gotten to a star, which I thought was really good.
My brother went pretty far in the organization. You know, he was more of the,
he was the go-getter.
Yeah, he was that.
What was the highest one? Eagle?
Eagle Scout is the big one.
Didn't you always see the Eagle Scouts and weren't they kind of like a little off?
A little bit.
You always looked at the Eagle Scouts like, that's the Eagle Scout?
Well, having grown up in the Mormon Church.
Because there weren't many of them.
There a lot of the boys were
Eagles.
Were Eagle Scouts. It was like It was a big deal.
It was a club.
And then there was me with my cub.
I remember Boy Scouts. I just didn't get much out of it other than it was just cool to go camping and hang with dudes and
I already knew how to smoke cigarettes and look at Playboy mags and like shoot a gun. Like I learned that stuff.
I learned a couple knots.
Yeah, there you go.
That was cool.
Learned like a sheep shank or something. I don't know. The problem was, is that for me, is that all the Boy Scout troops around me was just, it was just outdoor church. And I hated church. Therefore, Boy Scouts was just an extension of church.
Right. I can see that. It really kind of was out. Like, what was the whole point? Just to teach you
I mean, there's, I mean.
I mean, I know there's leadership stuff and like how to be a man. Yeah,
and outdoor skills and all
but
that.
But come on.
And my dad, like growing up in Alaska, we always went camping anyway. So like, it was kind of frustrating. Like you would go like camping and it was like, you had to do like the bow drill to like make a fire. Meanwhile, my dad's just dumping like cooking fuel on something and shooting it with a flare gun. And I'm like, why aren't we doing that?
That's out of work.
Yeah. My dad was way cooler when it came to like being outdoorsy. So
I like the idea of it. I just think they need to modernize. They need to bring that into the 21st century.
Well, I don't think they're bringing anything anywhere other than a.
Are they going to go away?
Well, they're all filed for bankruptcy. And
you know. But 200 million? They can't survive 200 million?
Oh, no. That's just what they originally threw out, and it was immediately rejected.
Oh.
They're all filing bankruptcy, every chapter. So
no, we have somebody.
At this point, how would anyone send their kid to Boy Scouts? I mean, it's like sending your kid to Michael Jackson's house.
Well,
right?
But you could say the same thing about church. I mean, come on,
man. Catholic Church roots run a little deeper than I think building like wooden furniture and talking to squirrels, though.
What was I going
to
tell you? Oh, we have a Girl Scout dad who texted in.
Yeah.
And he said he, when his girls were in it, he thought it was a racket because there really weren't many activities.
Yeah.
And all they worried about was the Girl Scout cookie money.
That's what I'm selling.
All they wanted was the money.
It's just free labor. That's all it is. Exploiting cute little girls for free labor and cookie money.
All right. Well, you know what's coming up. Time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Yeah, I mean,
can you believe that's a drop?
No. Number five.
It made me very uneasy.
Freaking Mike. Jacob DeGrom is clean and sober now.
Well, thank God.
No, his MRI came back clean. He left his start yesterday because of that shoulder, and they're saying he's fine.
Yeah,
he's
until his next start when he gets popped again.
Well, they said that he's not going on the DL. That he may miss a start.
It's the IL. Could you please get it right?
The IL. They're saying that his shoulder is going to be the same now as it is 10 days from now, so there's no point in it, and they will monitor it closely.
I'd like to tell you as well that Naomi Osaka and Rafa Nadal, no Wimbledon.
Yeah. Now, they are out. Is Nadal's injury?
He just said he won't play there or the Olympics. He just said his body, he kind of gave this vague, like, my body is,
Osaka is
I
saying,
need to rest.
Osaka is saying that she just needs a mental health break. Yeah. She's going to spend some time around friends and family. But she is committed to playing in the Olympics.
Oh, she is, yeah. Rafi's not going to.
Yeah, she said that she will play for Japan in the Olympics.
Yeah, she's probably got a lot of pressure being Japanese.
Number four.
To do that. Okay, all right. Next on the list. Okay, all right. Rick Carlisle has resigned as Dallas Mavericks head basketball coach.
You think he did it in a fit of rage because everything he does seems to be in a fit of rage?
After 13 seasons. Yeah, he seems like a real jerk.
Well, he just is a very...
he's an ass.
He's a red ass. But it sounds like, one, he was a Donnie Nelson guy and the GM just got canned. And that it was no secret, him and Luka butted heads a lot. And look, this basically came down to they're trying to make their star happy. And they're saying that there's an assistant coach there that's interviewed for a number of head coaching jobs over the last couple seasons. And he has a really good relationship with Luka, and he may be the guy. Look, you had to make a choice between the head coach and Luka, and we know where that's going.
You know, I have seven NBA coaching vacancies in the NBA, including your Portland Trailblazers, of which we have nothing to report. Regarding.
Could be, by the way, eight if Milwaukee bows out tonight.
That's true. None of the other coaches get fired, right?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone else is really on the hot seat, but Budenholzer certainly is.
The Bucks are on the brink of elimination. It is game six tonight. Milwaukee is a 5.5-point favorite hosting Brooklyn. Now, you're wondering, who the hell is going to play in this game?
Not Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving is out. James Harden is in.
Realize that James Harden played 43 minutes on one leg and that Kevin Durant played every single minute of that game.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, one, how much Durant has in the tank, and if Harden's leg is at all better, because he just,
you know,
I don't know what he did out there.
Controversial.
Yeah.
Okay, that game was when? Two nights ago. So if Durant played 35 minutes as opposed to 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Am I really to accept that 13 extra minutes of basketball, well, yes, very intense, is going to be that hard on him for 2 days later? I kind of don't really buy that theory.
I think it makes a difference.
I think totality of it all does, but one game going the distance, I don't know that it does.
Yeah, but you may have to ask him again to go 48 tonight. And look, that's a lot of wear and tear. And oh, by the way, he's coming off a kind of a major injury.
Arizona Diamondbacks suck eggs, guys.
Yeah.
They lost to the Giants today, 10-2, 10-3. And did you know that they have now lost 23 straight road games?
I did not know that.
This is sneaking up on us. Arizona Diamondbacks are 2-28 in their last 30 games.
That is a major league record of road losses, by the way.
Wow.
It's like Kelnick's batting average.
A friendly reminder to not pay attention to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Although, did you see their alternate uniforms?
I liked them.
They were fantastic.
I liked them.
So, I will not be buying one because it's the D-bags, but their alternate uniforms are fantastic.
The D-bags.
Maybe one of the two or three best in the bigs.
Number one.
There was one other game today. Indians beat the O's 10-3.
Number one.
So the Diamondbacks are 20-50.
Were they supposed to be this bad?
I don't think they were supposed to be good.
I knew no one thought they were going to be good, but did we have them like this?
I don't know. Round one leader at the U.S. Open, Torrey Pines, San Diego. They had a little bit of a delay this morning due to fog, so there's still a bunch of guys out there. Matter of fact, some guys just started like maybe an hour ago. But the early wave, Russell Henley is your leader, 67. He is 4-under. Francesco Molinari, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, and Christian Buzenhout. Buzenhout are all 3-under.
Not necessarily a who's who at the top.
Just wait.
But Kepka's right there.
2-under. Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, Hayden Buckley, and Richard Bland. Oh, and Rory McIlroy's got it to 2-under already.
Should I know who Richard Bland is? Because I don't.
No. Okay. Sounds like a comedian. Roy McIlroy, 2-under through 7. So some of those guys still out there.
And then there's another Molinari. Is there a relation there?
Yeah, it's his brother.
Eduardo?
Yeah. You know, it used to be that Eduardo and Francesco were kind of the same. And then Francesco just had a great year a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And Eduardo is still around. He shot 1-under.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, huh?
Here's your surprise.
I did not know who Eduardo was.
Here's your surprise score of the day. Actually, there are a lot of them. There's a lot of guys who did not play very well. Colin Morikawa, 4-over. Phil Mickelson, 4-over. Tony Finau, 4-over. Scrolling.
Webb Simpson was 8-over.
Yeah, he was bad. But this the surprise score of the day is Matthew Wolf. Dude, he shot a 1-under 70. And that's a surprise because that dude has had an awful year. Remember, he almost won the U.S. Open last year. Mm-hmm. But he's just been absolutely dreadful to the point where he hadn't played for 2 months now. And they were talking to him about it, and he was like, dude, my life just sucks. He goes, I'm not happy. I hate golf. because he had a bunch of tournaments this year where he would withdraw for no reason. He had a DQ. He was shooting in the 80s. Like, he was off the reservation bad.
Well, now he's in the hunt for the U.S. Open.
And he did have a double bogey today, but he still shot 70.
Well, go Matthew Wolf.
He's a hell of a talent.
I kind of want him to win now because I don't want his life to suck.
I don't think you would like him. He's kind of a little baby.
Yeah.
He's one of those golf country club bitches.
One of those.
Yeah. He kind of seems like, it's like, come on, man. Mm. He just couldn't handle playing poorly. And so he's learning. He's young. He's young. But he shot a one under. So there
Boy,
you go.
He's only 22.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah, he does kind of look like a douche.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your U.S. Open update, round one update. Oh, yeah, sponsor read. Coors Light brings you the Hot 5 at 5. Live sports are back and always better with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill. Okay, so there's a bowl game that's going to get someone's name.
Ooh.
Did you see this?
The Isaac Ropp Bowl?
I mean, it's kind of like that.
I wish I... Look, I played.
Do you know who it is?
I played in the Motor City Bowl. I'd much rather have the Isaac Ropp Bowl.
Have you seen this?
I have not seen this.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Who do you think it is? Someone famous.
Hmm. The Donald J. Trump Bowl. He puts his name on everything.
No, that's not a bad guess.
He would put his name on a bowl game 100%.
That is next on The Fan.
It's time for Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
You get, you know, kind of like the ire of the lightning rod for the criticism for whatever reason. And I've always been a big fan of PG and his game and what he brings to the game. And I knew he was capable of doing what he did last night. I was just glad that he got a chance to do it to kind of get people off his back a little bit.
Quentin Richardson on Paul George.
Where is Quentin Richardson been?
No, but he's retired, dude.
Yeah, he's a Clipper great, I guess. Look,
he was pretty good.
Paul George, well, he was part of that, like Darius Miles and the kind of the U squad. But Paul George was great last night. You know, for a lot of the crap he gets, dude, he came up big when they needed him.
Battery Exchange has over 14 area locations to serve you. Free electrical system checks for your vehicle. Battery Exchange with an X.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, pair of college football items to discuss here on today's broadcast. There is a new bowl. Well, actually, it's not a new bowl. It's the L.A. Bowl.
It's just being renamed.
Yeah, it's got a new name.
The L.A. Bowl didn't play last year, though, right? Because it's new. It's the one being played in the new SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, it's the new one, and the Pac-12 is involved in it.
So it is a new bowl because it
didn't... Well, I guess they haven't had one, yeah.
Yeah.
So they had it set for December 18th. No, it's this year. It's December 18th. Excuse me. It's Pac-12 Mountain West, and it is now named, is no longer the L.A. Bowl, which is kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lame name, right? The L.A. Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, but there are other bowls named after, you know, places, but yeah, the L.A. Bowl.
I mean, that's just not very creative.
No, it doesn't have a great ring to it.
So let's get creative.
It's like the college football playoff.
The bowl will now be called, and I'm not kidding, this is true, mm-hmm. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Not the Jimmy Kimmel Show Bowl?
No, it's the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
Yes, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So he's right. Like he is the presenting sponsor.
Yes.
Again, and not the Jimmy Kimmel show, just
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't want the show attached to it.
I think that's kind of fantastic. That's better than the AXA Equitable Liberty Bowl that I played in or the non-sponsored Motor City Bowl. I would have much rather played in the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it opens up a whole new world of just people sponsors that want to throw money at these games.
Like, I could see John Oliver doing that. That's like 100% up his alley. The John Oliver Bowl, the Oprah Winfrey Bowl. I am Bezos doing that. Yeah, he's got a couple extra billion floating around. Throw down a what? I wonder what that. What does it take to sponsor
I don't know.
Is that a mid-tier bowl game? I'm guessing. What's the Pac-12 ranking?
Oh, I wouldn't call it mid-tier.
Well, like, what's the matchup? Like,
it's Pac-12.
I understand that. I'm saying
number?
Yes.
I think we talked about it when they announced it last year. I think it moved up to like third for Pac-12 or something.
Whoa.
Third or fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
So I would.
I can't imagine it. Is it third?
If that's the case,
that might be a little bit high, but I know that it supplanted something that had been higher for a while, and it jumped ahead of it.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Yeah, they'll pick fifth in the Pac-12.
Oh, fifth. Okay.
So the Vegas Bowl is third.
Yeah, that's not.
And the Holiday Bowl is fourth.
Yeah, that's not a. That's not a mid-tier. Let's go.
It's lower bowl.
Is Mountain West higher though? Is it like the second or third Mountain West team?
Heisman Conference champion.
It's better than the Red Box Bowl.
It looks like it's the Mountain West champ.
Ooh-hoo.
Wasn't that always the Vegas Bowl?
Yeah, it was the Vegas Bowl.
Vegas is now Big Ten.
So
matchup then.
Mountain West champs, you could get like you could get a Boise State.
Mikey likes it.
You could get a Sac State Hornets.
Did you ever eat Life, Mikey? And did your mom ever make that joke when she presented you your Life cereal?
She did not make the joke, but I do enjoy a good bowl of Life cereal.
I still, to this day, I don't eat a lot of cereal.
You've never had Life?
No. I said I don't eat a lot of cereal. It's a rare occasion.
Did I just jump to a conclusion?
Yeah, but there is usually, my kids love Life, and so,
great.
If I do have cereal,
everybody should love Life.
We love Life, too.
I get a bowl of Life from time to time.
The Holiday Bowl is ACC now. He can't keep up with all this. It used to be the Big 12.
It's all changing.
Yeah.
So, all right. You know.
So it's the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
The Jimmy Kimmel
Bowl. Now, he is 53 years old, Jimmy Kimmel. He attended UNLV.
I do like Jimmy Kimmel.
He also went to Arizona State. So he went to a Mountain West and a Pac-12 school. And he will work with several community partners, including One for All, Boys and Girls LA Harbor, and Boys and Girls Club LA Metro, along with additional Los Angeles charities. So that's why he did it. Mm. Big charity move.
Now, if you became rich and famous, would you bring back the Isaac Robb Pheasant Bowl?
I think I would.
You know?
I think I would.
You'd have to. Right?
In honor of me.
You played in Lawrence.
Recovering a fumble. Well, it was played in Salina.
Yeah, but I mean, you need a bigger stadium than that. So I would assume that it would have to be in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're playing it in Manhattan, and I don't think you want to do that.
No. We might play it in London.
Play it overseas. I don't think there is a bowl game any outside of the country.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for the Pheasant Bowl.
The first of its kind.
Well, I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that we haven't seen a TV show do this before, right? I mean,
weirdest bowl names?
Oh, I don't know. It's usually like the Poland Weed Eater Independence Bowl. Oregon played in that thing one year.
There was the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
There was like the Idaho
what?
Famous
How
potato.
How do you remember that? Bad Boy Mowers?
Yeah, Bad Boy Mowers.
Because there was a joke when Syracuse wasn't very good that they were trying to get to the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Because that was like the seventh place ACC team or something.
Isn't there a Cheez-It Bowl?
Yeah, there is. How about the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl presented by Bridgestone?
I thought the Cheez-It Bowl changed.
The Cheez-It Bowl. Come on, Jimmy Kimmel. The Cheez-It Bowl is the best bowl name. Or worst, I guess.
I always laughed at how long the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl was.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
And no one can pronounce poinsettia.
I still think I'm going with Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl presented by Bridgestone. I mean, that's
two sponsors.
Dumb. Yeah. Yeah, the Poland Weed Eater Independence Bowl. I found a list. Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl or St. Petersburg Bowl. Galleryfurniture.com. They've got one. The Progressive Gator Bowl.
Was there a Bitcoin Bowl once?
There was back in the day. There was a Gotham Bowl, which I think is kind of cool.
That is cool. New York.
Yeah.
Played in New York.
Yeah. It was played in like 1961 and 1962.
I am down with that.
Pioneer Pure Vision Las Vegas Bowl, because that was a TV. Bacardi, they had one, like back in the day. Is there a bunch of liquor? Is there like a Bud Light Bowl?
Or is it because
they
don't do a lot?
College, they do any liquor, right?
Yeah, because of the college kids. You can't possibly. I mean, college kids hate liquor.
Yeah, so that would.
They
not,
don't drink.
Well, it's not legal for half of them to drink it.
Right. Right. They would never do that.
How about the Advocare V100 Independence Bowl?
Redbox is a pretty bad name.
Yeah, Redbox was a bad one. GoDaddy.com Bowl. Mm. That's pretty terrible.
That sounds kind of dirty.
BBVA Compass Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's the Cheez-It Bowl.
There have been a lot of bowl games where we have to look up like what the company is, right? Where you're like, huh? Like, what the hell is that?
What if they named it the Minute Bowl?
Now we're talking.
Or the Bowl Bowl.
Yeah, the Bowl Bowl.
Oh, remember when...
Presented by Bowl Bowl.
It's the Bowl 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 Bowl.
How great would that be? He must do that.
Oregon State played in this, and it was this sponsor. Remember, they played in the Brute Sun Bowl. Yeah. Like that horrible aftershave.
Brute.
Yes. Hey, there was a cigar. Back in the day, the bowl games were awesome. There was a cigar bowl. That was way cooler than...
I still think the greatest is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's still a thing, isn't it?
Sometimes it has a sponsor, but yes, that is still
a thing.
Isn't
that the one they play in Boise?
Yeah, they play in Boise. Yep. And a lot of times Boise's had to play in their own bowl game, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, usually that bowl game's terrible. It's like a MAC school and a Mountain West school, but it's a fun name.
All right, sports fight news is coming up. Here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we'll wrap up the hour with the throwdown on the golf links course green thing.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
I did read about that.
Exciting. But first,
You don't often see fist fights on golf courses.
No.
Well, maybe munis. You know.
I've been threatened on a golf course before.
Have you really?
Yeah. Way back at a place called Swope Park in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it was not a, I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say,
it was a rough.
If you can go play some track sometimes. And
I hit a ball. I just hit a ball that I think got too close to the guys in front of us, and they were not happy.
And we were ready to come to blows over that?
He was, yes. Mm. I was not.
No. There are
So I hit him with a four iron.
There are some definite tracks out there that the clientele is, I think, maybe a little more prone to that sort of thing than others.
But first, I saw somebody, Wilton Jackson of SI, put together the list of if you had the college football playoff 12-team format,
mm-hmm.
He put together the brackets for each of the last 6 years.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you about
it. We've seen lists of who would made it.
These are the official brackets.
I have not seen the brackets.
2014, Oregon would have been the 2 seed and gotten a bye.
Okay.
Bama, Florida State, and Ohio State, the other byes. Arizona would have made it that year, number 10.
Yeah, I saw that Arizona and Utah, I think both were the other, because you had the big boys, USC, Oregon, Washington, and then Arizona and Utah, I think, both snuck in with one. And so Stanford had a couple, too.
Mississippi State would have played Arizona as the 7-10. The winner would have played Oregon.
That must have been, that was Dan Mullen's squad. 24, you said 2014?
That might have been, is that Dak? No, that's too early.
I think that's too early for Dak. But, you know, there was Mississippi State every now and then put together some decent teams. I'll look and see what his last year was at Mississippi State.
So he had two Pac-12 teams in that year. 2015, no Pac-12. Nope, sorry. Stanford was in there as a six seed.
Yeah, I was going to say Stanford, I think, made like four of them.
So Clemson, Alabama, Michigan State, Oklahoma were the byes. Stanford would have played TCU as the 6-11. 2016, shockingly, Alabama, Clemson, the top two seeds, with Washington and Penn State getting a bye.
By the way, Dak, that would have been his first year as a full-time starter.
So that was Dak?
That was Dak.
Colorado makes it this year, along with USC.
Oh,
2016.
I kind of forgot about Colorado.
The Washington year, remember when Washington was good and made the playoff?
Yeah, and they played Alabama.
Yeah, that year they would have gotten a bye. Colorado and USC would have been in the tournament. Pac-12 would have had three in that tournament.
See? You know, for all the talk of the Pac-12 kind of being an afterthought, you know, this is going to be good for them. It's going to get more opportunities. And that would have been the year, that was the breakout year where they were bad, 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 and then they finally cracked cracked through, and they really haven't had another year like that since.
Western Michigan was also in that year.
Western, no, that was rowing the boat then, right?
If you surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
Yep. They would have played Ohio State the 5-12 matchup.
And would have lost by 20. God, I don't know, 20 points.
Nah, but 17. Nah, 30.
That Ohio State team turned out to be pretty good.
So Colorado, that would have been a fun year, man. Washington would have been the three seed, and they would have played the winner of Michigan, Florida State.
And we know Florida State, that was the year that Oregon, is that the year Oregon bludgeoned Florida State?
No. That was the 2014 year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Washington, Oregon was in it the year Washington was in it.
Yeah.
So then Colorado would have played Oklahoma and USC would have played Wisconsin. I mean, that's just awesome. Yeah. Awesome games for the Pac-12. That would have been 2016. 2017, USC is in as the eight. Playing Penn State.
So that would have been the Darnold year. And they did, by the way, play Penn State in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, Rose Bowl. The winner of that would have played Clemson. And then Washington was in as the 11 that year. Again, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, Ohio State, the top four getting byes. Washington would have played Wisconsin in the first round, 6-11.
Okay.
Matchup. So,
by the way, those are winnable games.
Well, sure.
I think you're going to run into a problem when you play Alabama, but that was the year like that USC team finished the season strong and you know, they went on and had a nice win over Penn State. Remember the start of the year, like Alabama beat them like 56-6 or whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
Like Max Brown or whoever was the starter. And they started off the year 1-2 or 1-3, and then they went to Darnold and kind of got on a roll. But something tells me that old Sam wasn't going to be the difference in that game. He wasn't going to make up the 53 points that Alabama drubbed him by.
2018, Washington makes it again. They are the 9 seed, the only Pac-12 team in there. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Shockingly, the first-round byes. Washington would have played Central Florida. They would have played that Scott Frost Central Florida team.
Yeah, there's a lot of, at least for the Pac-12, there's a lot of fun matchups in there.
8-9 matchup. Winner would have played Alabama. And so Washington's made it three times. Yeah. Am I wrong? Four times. Three times.
They made it. I saw the
three times
where each one would make it, and Washington was at least three or four.
Well, that's sometimes they use different years. This is only through 2014.
Yeah.
But I think we've got them in there three times. And then here's Oregon's second appearance, 2019. I mean, Oregon was the sixth seed and would have played Utah for the right to play Clemson.
Hmm. Well, again, you could have beat Utah and then gotten drubbed by Clemson, but still. The nice part is that if you're one of those teams that makes it and you're a six or a seven, you're not having to play Clemson or Alabama, right? I mean, and I think there's an element of that that I think is intriguing, because even if you don't end up going all the way, and chances are you're not going to, it's you still have a chance to have a great season by advancing into the playoffs. I wonder for some of the smaller teams. I don't think Oregon and Washington necessarily fall into this category, certainly not Oregon, but is there going to be an element for like the Wisconsins of the world or certainly the smaller schools, like in the NCAA tournament, if you make a run to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, dude, that's a hell of a year. And it doesn't matter that you didn't win the whole thing. I wonder if for a lot of these schools getting into the postseason like this, getting into the playoff and winning a game or two, if that's just going to be enough, that it's not going to be a disappointment that you didn't win the whole thing. It's like, hey, we made a run to the final eight or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and then 2020, you know that one. That's a weird one, but with the COVIDs.
Yeah.
Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Shocking. Shocking. Those are your byes.
Mm-hmm.
No Pac-12. It would have been Notre Dame against Coastal Carolina. A&M against Indiana. Florida against Ohio, or against Iowa State. And Cincinnati against Georgia. That's just bad.
Yeah, it was weird. Because that was the one where the Pac-12 get left out because you have two. They do the top six conference titles, and Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina both ranked above Oregon, and then Oregon wasn't viewed as one of the at-large teams. But that'll, if that went on through an entire year, I don't think that would be the case. I do not think there'll ever be a case where the Pac-12, unless you have something disastrous and you have like a four-loss Pac-12 team, I just don't ever see that being a thing.
All right, Golf Fight wraps up the hour next on The Fam.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Kim Jong-un is back in the news. We'll tell you why coming up next.
That guy.
Remember him?
Oh, for a while there, he was kind of like numero uno. That guy couldn't stop making headlines.
He's still alive, and he is...
crazier than ever.
Upset about something.
Well, I feel like he's always upset about something. Maybe it's his haircut.
So, do you remember the Korn Ferry Tour?
I do, because it's still around. That's the only way. That's the qualifying tour for the... to get on the PGA.
Yeah, and we always have an event here.
Is it the...
the Portland Open?
Yeah, the Portland Open.
Yeah, not the Safeway.
Yeah, not the Safeway.
That was the LPGA. Yeah. Or at least it used to be. Korn Ferry Tour... they were out in Newton, Kansas.
Used to be the web.com tour, right?
And yep.
Something before that.
Yep. It's now Korn Ferry. Newton, Kansas. It was a qualifier earlier this week or maybe last weekend.
Of course it was in Newton, Kansas.
But I tell you, that's probably why there was a fight. These guys had had enough in Newton, Kansas.
Where is Newton, Kansas? You're from Kansas. Do you even know?
I should know that. I think it's just a little north of Wichita.
Okay.
Can you look that up for me?
On my way right now to look at it.
I want to say it's north and a little east of Wichita, Kansas, a little town called Newton.
It's right by Zimmerdale, if that does anything for you.
It does not.
Let me scroll out here and
jump north of Wichita, correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are correct.
They have some pretty good golf down there. I don't know where this course is.
South of Salina.
Yes.
A bit of a ways.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 15 minutes from Salina as a crow flies. Wait, no, as a car drives. So these two bros got in a fight.
And by the way, one of them looks amazingly bro-y, like right out of Central Casting.
Of course. So they're trying to qualify for some stupid tournament, whatever. And this happened on the seventh hole. It was Austin Daly and Luke Smith.
Yes.
And apparently what happened is, and I don't know which one's which. And I don't really care.
The blonde-haired one that looks the most bro-y, that's Luke.
Luke was the one who was arrested. He attacked Austin.
Yes. And apparently attacked him in a way that only like an eighth grader would.
So apparently Luke Smith hit a ball into the woods.
Yeah.
The scraggly woods. And Austin Daly, who had his dad as his caddy, mm-hmm. he and his caddy did not go help Luke look for his ball.
Yeah. Like, we're not doing that.
And once they got to the green, Luke was kind of pissed about that and said, well, you could have helped me look for the ball.
Apparently, they also did not replace the pin on a couple holes, and that also angered.
Did you hear what the dad said to him?
Yeah, I'm not here to babysit you.
Yeah, so Luke Smith says, you could have helped me look for my ball. And the dad says, well, you could have hit it straight.
Yeah, he said, we're not here. What did he say? My son's not here to babysit you or look for lost balls.
So I think that's great. And it's game on now. Right.
Well, and it was the dad that kind of instigated it. The dad, the one, it kind of whipped everything into a frenzy. And then the son, the dad yelled and the son fought.
So Smith, as they're walking to the next hole, again, this is just 6-7 holes into the round.
Yep.
He jumps on his back and starts punching him.
He tackled him. And he made him say uncle. He tackled him, pinned him to the ground, and like put his arm behind his back and made him say uncle. Like, what?
Wait, seriously?
Yes, that is 100% true.
That is not part of this story that I'm reading.
Yeah, this right here is this is from the New York Post.
Wow. So yep. Is mine. It doesn't say that. Wow. Okay.
According to police, Luke Smith tackled Daly, pinned him to the ground, and made him say, quote, uncle, before he would release him.
And then Smith's caddy, his dad, Oliver, waved his putter in the air in front of the fight so nobody could get it. He was like blocking everybody out that Smith could kick his ass.
Let him have it. Let him have it.
Holy crap.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, yes, they are pressing charges, and Luke was arrested. You know, for attacking him and making him say uncle. I don't know what you do in a situation like that. Well, one, it sounds like Luke was beating his ass, but.
So does he get to finish the round?
I don't know. That's the only thing. When I was reading through the story, it didn't say anything about it. I'm assuming he did not finish the round. I'm assuming that the authorities were called in that moment.
They don't patch it up.
Probably not. How can you go on from there as the playing partner? After you've assaulted him and made him say uncle.
So he did say uncle, though.
He did say uncle, yes.
God, what a little bitch.
The Korn Ferry Tour is aware of the incident. They said the individuals are not current Korn Ferry Tour members. Said we're in the process of gathering more details and have no comment at this time.
You know, I have played with guys who will not help you look for a golf ball.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
I find that, yeah, like you should go over and help.
At least, look.
Just give it a half-hearted attempt.
Because I've done that before where it's someone that I don't know, and you at least go over there and you poke around with your putter a little bit, and, you know.
Right.
You can make it look like you're, you know.
Now, if you're on the other side of the, you know, like say you're on the other side of the hole or maybe even on another hole, you know, like two fairways over, it's okay. You can run over to your, because you got to speed play. You gotta keep play going, you know.
Sure.
But I don't know. I always think that's weird when somebody just. It is ignore somebody else looking for a golf ball.
It is a qualifying event, though. So I can definitely see where you're kind of, you know, like, hey, man, I'm locked in here. I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, tournament-wise, I don't necessarily – I think it happens a lot that the guys don't help.
Yeah.
But if it starts to get to a point where it's like, oh, my God, they've been looking for like 3 minutes, I think a lot of guys would go over, a lot of caddies would go over and help out.
Probably.
But they obviously didn't like this guy, so – they didn't do that.
My favorite part of the story is still the
uncle. I didn't have that part of the story. That's unbelievable. Who does that?
Don't
7-year olds?
Well, like if I came over and just tackled you during the break, what would be the most startling part? That I'm tackling you and pinning you down, or I'm literally going with a you say uncle, Rob, you say uncle. Like it's like from 1952. I think I'd be more jammed up about that part. I'd be like, really? This is what we're doing? We're going uncle? And by the way, what is that? Why do you say uncle?
No idea. You'll have to look that up. Bring that to the club, too.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Say auntie.
Yeah, say daddy? You would think saying daddy would be more demoralizing.
Call me daddy!
Yeah, you call me daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Daddy is out doing what daddy does. All right, club is next on The Fan.
Daddy's always happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.